我们要从帖撒罗尼迦前书跟大家思想教会被提的这个信息。
And we will be sharing with all of us the rapture of the church from 1 Thessalonians.
我们大家都知道，将来这个世界要往什么地方去？这个世界是越来越好还是越来越坏？你的答案就会让我知道你的观点，你对末世的一个观点是什么。
We all ought to know where this earth is heading, and your opinion of whether this world is becoming better or worse will tell us what your worldview really is.
世界所有的种族、所有的宗教、所有的这个土族的人都知道，将来会有世界有一个末日。
And all the races, all the different religions, and all the different tribes, people.On the earth, know that there will come the end of the earth.
所有的人心里都知道，将来神要审判这个世界。不管你是好人坏人，你将来要面对你的，你做好事有好的结果，你做坏事有坏的结果。
Whether you are a good person or a bad person, everyone on this earth knows that there will be a day of judgment and.The judgment will be depending on what you do.
那么基督徒也相信将来会有结局。
And Christians also believe that there will come an end.
那么上个主日我们跟大家思想在主复活的这个重要的一个观念。
And in the last Lord's Day, we actually ponder upon the very important concept of the Lord's resurrection.
那么主如果有复活，将来我们也有复活。
If the Lord has risen in the future, we too will rise again.
主将来必要按照我们的行为来审判我们。
And in the future, God will judge us according to our deeds.
那么主耶稣也是这样的应许我们。
And the Lord Jesus promised us this as well.
在约翰福音第十四章那里，他就告诉我们说：你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父家里有许多的住处，若是没有，我早就告诉你。我去是为你预备地方，如果我去为你地方，必回来接你到我那里去。我在哪里，你也在哪里。
John 14 verse 1, Jesus said, Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for youI will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also.
所以我们相信将来呢，主必再来，他来的时候要接我们到天家去。
And we believe that the Lord will come again in the future, and when he comes again, he will receive us to our heavenly home.
他在那里，我们也会在那里。
Where he is, we shall be.
这样什么时候才有这件事情呢？
But when will this happen?
这件事情呢，其实就记载在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章那里有提起来。
And this event is mentioned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
让我们来读这段圣经。
Let's read this passage of scripture.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十三节。
1 Thessalonians 4:13.
论到睡了的人，我不愿意弟兄不知道，恐怕忧伤，像没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣从死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照着主的话告诉你们，我们这活着还存留着到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神号叫吹铜，在那基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们活着的还存留的人呢，必和他们一同被提。你看到这两个字，被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。这样呢，我们就要和他和我主永远同在。所以你们当用这话彼此的劝诫。第五章，弟兄们，论到时候我不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到好像贼夜间的贼一样。人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。弟兄们，你们却不要在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。 你们是光明之子，是白昼之子。我们不论不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的，所以你们，我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。但我们既然属父白昼，就应当谨守，在信心爱心当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。因为神不是预定我们死受刑，你看到吗？神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着主耶稣基督得救。他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都借着他同活。所以你们应该彼此劝勉，互相建立，正如你们素来所素常所行的。
1 Thessalonians 4:13 But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Now, concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing.
今天我们不打算很仔细的来看这段圣经，我只是要告诉你，从这段圣经里面看教会被提这件事情。
And we are not going to examine this entire passage in great detail. What we're going to do is to highlight the rapture of the church based on this passage.
因为我们知道将来呢，神给我们的应许，将来呢，有一天呢，神主耶稣会突然间来，他来的日子好像贼一样。刚才我们读到第五章第二节。主来的日子好像贼，一夜间的贼一样。当人说平安稳妥的时候，灾难突然间就临到，而且呢，好像临到产妇。我们这边很多姐妹啊，你就知道，有时候呢，这个惨难临到的时候，好像怀胎的妇人一样，绝不能逃脱。
And we know as Christians and believers that God has promised that He will come again.And we just read that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, while people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains. And we have many sisters amongst us who have been pregnant and are pregnant, and you know what it means when labor pains suddenly come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape.
保罗在这边告诉那些人不要忧伤，就好像我们怎么样看到我们亲爱的人离开世界的时候，我们可以忧伤，但是不要忧伤到好像没有指望，因为我们知道我们还会跟他见面。
Paul tells the Thessalonians not to grieve, especially when their loved ones actually left the world. They are encouraged not to grieve as if they have no hope.
那么我们怎么样有盼望呢？因为原来主耶稣要带着他们降临，然后呢，在地上的人呢，在我们所读的经文里面，要被提，被提第十七节，要再被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。那时候开始呢，我们就跟主在一起，直到永远。
And we have hope because if the dead are believers, then Jesus will bring with him those who have died. And verse 17, how about those who are alive, who are left? We will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord.
所以在这里呢，我们讲到一件事情，就是教会会被提，就是说主突然间来，在我们想不到的时候，在我们认为平安稳妥的时候，认为不可能主再来的时候呢，他就突然间好像贼没有迹象的突然间出现，他来了呢，我们就会被提离开世界。
And we know that this is actually teaching about the rapture of the church that will come suddenly, like a thief in the night, with no warning and no signs, while people are still saying there is peace and security, all of a sudden, God comes again and he will actually cause the church to be raptured to be with him.
所以我们讲到这个被提是什么意思？
So what's the meaning of the rapture?
这个字被提呢，就是说我们突然间被抢走、被带走的意思。
And it carries the nuance of being suddenly taken away.
啊，所以我们这个在这个字呢，在这个马太福音十二章二十九节讲到，一个人一个壮士进到一个人的家里，抢夺他的，抢夺会被抢被夺走的意思，所以。他是讲说，当我们活着的时候呢，突然间呢，有一天，在我们没有想到的时候呢，突然间我们被提、被抢走、被拿走的意思。
And the same word is translated in Matthew 12:29, when Jesus spoke of this parable of someone entering a strong man's house and plunder his goods, or actually to snatch away his goods.So that's the same word here when we talk about the rapture of the church. In other words, when Jesus comes again, suddenly, he will snatch us away from this earth.
所以什么时候我们跟再会见到我们见到我们的主呢？有两个可能性。第一个可能性，当你死的时候，当我们或许我们叫做个人末世论所以当我们死的时候呢，我们离开世界，我们就与主相遇。但是另外一个可能性就是主再来的时候呢，在空中。主来的时候呢，在空中呢，我们被提来到空中与他相遇。
So there are two ways that a believer can meet the Lord. In what we call personal eschatology, number one is if you die and then you will be with the Lord. Or secondly, if you actually are still alive, then you will be caught up into the air and you will meet the Lord.
这个是圣经的教导，说如果你相信圣经的话，有一天呢。我们以为没有迹象当中，突然间我们被提到空中，直接离开世界。所以有一套电影或者有一套书呢，讲到 Left Behind， 就是说在主再来的时候，很多基督徒被提，世界上突然间所有的基督徒都不见了，这样会造成一种混乱在地上。
And we know that this is going to happen suddenly because it's actually what is taught in scripture over here, that it will come like a thief in the night without any precursors or any signs, then all of a sudden, all the Christians in the whole world who are alive will be snatched up or will be raptured, and they will actually meet the Lord in the air. And there is in fact a fictional, a series of books or movies that actually is called Left Behind, and it depictsHow the world then will be like when all the Christians suddenly disappear and there will be great chaos and confusion on earth.
我们相信主耶稣会再来。
We believe that the Lord Jesus will come again.
那么主耶稣来的时候呢，是要赏赐信徒，然后要审判世界。
When he comes again, he will reward believers and he will judge the rest of the world.
所以那个问题是主什么时候来
？But the question is when will the Lord come again?
主来的时候有没有迹象？
And before he comes, will there be any signs?
那么这边提到没有迹象，但是有一段圣经呢提到有很多迹象。
This passage tells us there are no signs, or doesn't mention any signs, but there is another passage that mentions many signs.
或许请大家打开马太福音看一看。
And please turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音第二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
二十四章在第三节你看，门徒主耶稣告诉他将来世界的末了，那么门徒在第三节那里说，耶稣到了橄榄上坐下，他门徒就来问他，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事，你降临和世界末了有什么预兆。
And Jesus' disciples came as he sat on the Mount of Olives, Matthew chapter 24 verse 3. The disciples came to him privately saying, Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the close of the age?
那么耶稣就回答说，你们要谨慎，免得人迷惑你，因为将来呢，有些冒我的名来的说我是基督，是要迷惑人，那么你会听见打仗人打仗的风声，然后你看到会民会攻打民国，会攻打国，然后还有饥荒，还有地震，这都是灾难的起头。
And Jesus answered them, See that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed.For this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth pain.
你跳到二十一节。
Skip forward to verse 21.
他说，因为那时候必有大灾难，这个是从世界的起头直到如今，没有这样的大灾难，后来也没有。若不减少那日子，凡有血气的都要。都总没有一个得救，只是为了选民日子必减少。那么你如果看第二十四节那里，第二十四章二十四节，他说，因为假基督假先知要起来，要显大显智，要大歧视，倘若能行，选民也被迷惑了。那么二十五节，看了、我预先告诉你，若有人对你们说，看了基督在旷野，你不要出去；看了与基督在内屋，你们不要伤心。因为呢，闪电必从东边发出，直到西边。人子降临的时候也是这样。意思说所有的人都知道，那么尸首在哪里，鹰也聚也在那里，那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑，月亮不发光，众星要坠落，天势都要震动，那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，你们要看见人子有能力，从有大荣耀从天驾着天上的云降临。你看到吗？
And verse 21, for then There will be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be. And if those days had not been cut short, no human being will be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. Then if anyone says to you, Look, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe it, for false Christ and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. So if they say to you, Look, he is in the wilderness,Do not go out. If they say, Look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. This refers to when the Son of Man comes, everyone on earth will know. Verse 28. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light.And the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds.
想请问主耶稣来的时候是有迹象还是没有迹象？
So when the Lord comes again, are there signs or no signs?
除非你明白这里讲的是两件事情。
Unless you understand, actually this referring to two different events.
他讲的第一是讲教会被提。
First is the rapture of the church.
所以主第一次教会被提的时候，主来的时候在空中，第二次来的时候他的脚要搭在橄榄山上。
The first coming, or should I say, the first part of the coming of the Lord, he will be in the air.But in the second part, his feet will step on the Mount of Olives.
他来的时候呢，被教会被提的时候，他来是在空中，而且呢是没有迹象。他来的时候好像贼的日子，你想不到平安稳妥的时候他出现。
In the first part of his coming, it will be in the air, and it will come like a thief in the night without sign, And when people seems to be enjoying peace and security, he comes again.
他第二次降临在地上的时候呢, 地上有七年的大灾难, 而且在这个七年里面呢, 地要大震动, 有饥荒, 民要攻打民国, 要攻打国, 而且呢, 太阳要变黑, 那个月亮变红, 所以所有的迹象给你看到, 主降临的时候有大荣耀, 那个是指第二次他降临在地上, 所以这个是两件事情。
So these are two events, because the first part is the rapture of the church where he is in the air, while the second part, he will be coming and his feet will land on this earth, and during those times there will be great tribulation, 7 years of great tribulation in fact, and there will be famine and there will be wars, etc., etc. So in the second part there will be a lot of signs.
所以他意思说主再来的时候呢, 他第一次他来到空中, 他把信徒接回天家, 把他在, 我们就会被提到空中与他相遇, 然后回天家。 但是第二次来的时候, 他是带着众先, 带着众圣徒一起降临在地上, 要在地上统治世界 1000年。
So in the first part of his coming, he will be in the air, and believers will be caught up or will be raptured, and will meet him in the air, and then he will go to heaven with them. But the second part, he will come back together with all the believers, and they will all come onto this earth, and then they will reign.
所以那个问题对我们是，我们怎么样预备主再来？
But the question for us is, how do we prepare for his coming?
所以这里给我们看见一件事情，如果你是信主的人呢，你是信徒呢，你是属于教会呢，主再来的时候呢，你就会被提。 到空中与主相遇，然后他就带着你进入天国，然后那里有这个基督台前的审判。
And firstly, if you are a believer in Christ, in the first part of his coming, he will cause you to be raptured, or you will be caught up into the air, and you will meet him. Then he will bring you into the kingdom of heaven, and you will be there will be judgment before his throne.
那么在地上就出现大灾难，有这些现象，有这些民要攻打民国，要攻打国，那个这个天象都要改变，然后呢，主才再带着我们从天降临。
And then there will begin a great tribulation on earth for 7 years, during which there will be wars and rumors of wars, and there will be earthquakes, etc. And the heavenly bodies will be shaken. And then, after this tribulation, God will bring together with him all the believers back onto earth.
所以如果你的将来呢，决定在这里，如果你是信徒，你被提；如果你不是信徒呢，你会进入看到这些大灾难。
So your future is decided right now, because if you are a believer, you will be caught up into the air, and with God, but if you are not a believer, you will enter the time of great tribulation.
如果主今天来，主如果在我们有生的日子来，你发现我们不在的时候，请你记得我们到天上了，你要赶快信主，不然的话呢，你就会遇到很大的困难。
And if today the Lord comes again, or if he comes again any time, and all of a sudden around you, all the believers are gone, and if we are gone, then you must remember that we, the believers, would have been gone to heaven, and you must quickly repent and believe, or else what faces you is great tribulation.
因为到那时候你会看见圣经所记载的都会出现。
Because during that time, you will find that all that is recorded in scripture will start to happen.
特别是圣经里面讲到这个日头要变黑，月亮不发光，众星要坠落，这些事情呢，全世界所有的人都会看见。
And especially you will see that the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. This would be things that everyone on earth will see.
所以马太福音第二十章，这二十四章三十节说，人子的兆头要显在天上，地上万族都要哀哭，因为害怕。
Therefore, Matthew 24:30, Jesus said, "Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn because they will be filled with fear."
如果你第一次听这样的教导，
if this is the first time you are hearing such a teaching,
那么你会问教会里面，在圣经里面有提过这样的现象吗？
And you might ask, is this really mentioned in the Bible?
因为圣经里面说人人都有一死。
Because the Bible says for everyone will die once.
但是呢，你要记得，在圣经里面有两个人没有经过死亡就到天堂去的。
But you must remember in the Bible there are two men who did not experience death and they went straight to heaven.
请问这两个人是谁啊？
Who are these two men?
第一个是旧约里的以诺，另外一个就是以利亚。
And the first one is Enoch in the Old Testament, and the second one is Elijah.
啊，这两个人给我们看到是有可能是这样的事情发生。
And these two are examples that such a thing is in fact possible.
那么它的过程是什么呢？就记载在我们的经文里面。
And what is the process? This is recorded for us in today's passage.
他说将来呢？你看在我们的经文里面，他讲在帖撒罗尼迦，他说将来呢，第四章第十六节，那么他说有呼叫的声音，有天使长的声音，有神的号吹响，基督在基督里死了的人就要先复活，那么那些活着的人呢，就要被提到空中与基督相遇，然后呢永远与基督在一起。
And back to the passage in Thessalonians, we are given the process of what will happen because at the time, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first, then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
所以我们不担心，因为那时候呢，主耶稣会亲自从天降临，然后有呼叫的声音，就是主 give the command， 主说可以叫了，那个天使长就大声传，好像古时候那个这个皇帝跟太监讲说招某某人，那么那个太监就这个叫传话，那么最后呢，那个神的那个号筒就响，那个人就来。所以这个是一系列的一些响声，然后人死的人先复活，那么那个活的人呢就被提到空中，再与主相遇。
So this is the entire process that's being described to us. The Lord Himself will first give the command, and when He commands, the archangel will come and he will declare the Lord's command. It is like in the olden days when the king gives his command and the eunuch would actually go forth and deliver this command. And this is a command and a call. And then there will be the sound of a trumpet, so there will be lots of these loud sounds and the dead in Christ will then rise. This is like a calling for those who are dead and for those who are alive, who are left, they will be caught up with them in the clouds. So it's a whole series of events, one after another.
但是我们要注意的，他的来之前呢是没有征兆的。
But we must be careful to note that before his coming, there will be no signs.
是那个时间是什么呢？意思这里讲到说，完全没有征兆，完全没有迹象，完全不知道。你以为很平安的时候，很平静的时候，你觉得不可能的时候，他突然间到。
So do we know the timing? Not exactly, because.This is going to be the time when people think that there is peace and security. When no one is expecting it, it will come like a thief in the night. So no one knows the exact timing.
所以现在你觉得主会再来吗？
So now, do you think the Lord will come again?
你认为不会的时候大概是现在吧？
If you are thinking no, not likely, that could exactly be the time.
所以圣经里面讲到很多主再来的教训的时候，他说主快来了，主快来了，主快来了。他就在门前，这个是叫我们预备好自己。
But yet the Bible is full of teaching that the Lord is coming, the Lord is coming, the Lord is coming. He is at the door, and all these teachings are actually for us to prepare ourselves.
所以我们如果看到末世论的时候呢，我们看到的时间表示，主如果再来呢，他是完全没有迹象的。他来的时候，我们被提。被提之后呢，地上就出现大灾难，就是出现很大的困难。这个困难大概七年，圣经里面但以理书讲七年。七年之后呢，主带领我们降临的时候呢，就解决了这个大困难，就带我们进入这个千禧年。
So if we pay attention to the eschatological teachings of the Bible, then we will realize that before the Lord's coming, there will be no signs. And then he will come suddenly, and those believers will be caught up into the air, and they will then go to the kingdom of heaven with him. After which, there will be 7 years of great tribulation according to the book of Daniel. And after the 7 years of great tribulation, the Lord will bring his people back on earth, and then there will be the millennial kingdom.
所以我们会发现, 为什么主要把教会提走呢?
And we realize what's the reason that God raptures the church.
所以我就要跟大家思想这个大灾难呢，基本上有三个想法， 一个是灾前主灾前把教会被提， 或者灾中把教会被提， 或者是灾后把教会被提。
And we want to ponder upon all this. There are actually three classes of teaching. One is known as the pre-tribulation rapture of the church. The second one is the mid-tribulation rapture of the church. And the third is the post-tribulation rapture of the church.
我们相信我们是在灾前被提。
And we believe that in the pre-tribulation rapture of the church.
那么什么叫灾前被提呢? 我要给你几个教训。
And this is known as pre-tribulationism, and we want to look at the reasons for that.
首先呢，第一，为什么我们相信灾前被提？因为圣经很清楚告诉我们，我们是在灾前被提的。
Why do we believe that the church will be raptured before the tribulation? Because this is clearly taught in Scripture.
刚才我一开始的时候就讲了这节圣经，约翰14章，主耶稣说：“我到我父家里去预备地方，如果去呢，就来接你们。” 接你们到父家里，这件事情就是在约翰十四章提起来，那么就是灾前被提遇到的应许。And
just now we read from John 14, and Jesus said, "In my Father's house there are many rooms, and I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." And this actually gives us a glimpse into what it means to be raptured.
因为灾后呢，你主带领众人降临的时候呢，你不到主的家里去，你是在地上执掌王权1000年，所以不是主的家，是在地上。Because
after the tribulation, Jesus will come together with his saints, with the believers, and reign on earth. So you will not be in God's house in heaven, you will be on earth.
那么第二呢，我们看到这个。 今天早上我们读那段经文，我们的祷告经文里面提到，主告诉这个腓拉铁菲的教会，他说，因为你忍受我的道，在普天下人受这个试炼，只有一次普天下的人受试炼，就是那一次特别的，只有那一次呢，在普天下受试炼的时候，你可以免去这个试炼。And
secondly, we read in this morning's passage during the pastoral prayer in Revelation 3:10. That the church in Philadelphia, God promised to keep them from the hour of trial. And this is referring to that one time great tribulation that is coming to the whole earth.
他说免去就是完全在这个试炼以外。
And when God promises to keep you from the hour of trial, and this means that they will not actually see this hour of trial at all.
所以这个我们就不会经过这个大试炼。So
believers will not go through this tribulation.
那么很多人说不用，我们每我们的生活里面都有很多试炼，为什么一定是为什么不可以经过大试炼呢？我们要知道我们平时受过的试炼的苦难呢，这个是训练我们，但是将来呢，那个大灾难大苦难呢，那个是指着神的愤怒，是针对一些人，不是针对我们。
And some of us might reason and ask, you know, how about the trials that I am actually facing today? And in my life right now, I'm facing difficulties and trials. And you want to know that such difficulties and trials that you are facing right now is designed by God to test you in your faith and to build you up. And this is different from what the people will face during the Great Tribulation. It will be designed for a different purpose altogether.
很多人也说这段圣经是指腓拉铁菲，我们不是腓拉铁菲教会，所以没有关系。
And some people also say this is referring to the church in Philadelphia. We are not from the church of Philadelphia, so it doesn't apply to us.
但是如果你读这段圣经，你没有读到最后一节3章13节，他说。 圣灵像众教会所说的话，有耳的应当听。意思说你要以这个帖拉腓菲作为一个教训来学习。
But if you continue reading Revelation 3 all the way until 13, this is stated that it is what the Holy Spirit says to the church, and he who has ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, it is for all of us to hear and to learn from that example.
所以很清楚的，主教导我们这些信徒呢，不会经过这个大普天下受的试炼，不是所有的试炼，是普天下受的试炼，我们不会经过。
So this is not referring to the usual day-to-day trials, but that one-time great trial, and believers will not go through it.
另外一个教导呢，主很清楚教导，我们刚才有读到的，就是帖撒罗尼迦前书5:9，他说主没有预定我们受刑，那个受刑，你看英文就很清楚了，就是他不预定我们经过主的怒气，乃是要预定我们得救。
And in the passage we have just read in Thessalonians 5:9, God has not destined us for wrath or for anger, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以很清楚的，圣经很清楚的教导，很明显的教导我们不会经过大患难。
So the Bible clearly teaches that we will not go through the great tribulation.
另外一个原因，为什么我们不会经过这个大患难呢？是因为呢？启示录很清楚给我们，启示录有暗示给我们知道。
And secondly, we find hints in Revelation, in the book of Revelation.
你知道启示录第一章到第三章讲到七间教会，有教会这个字出现18次。
And from Revelation chapter 1 to 3, referring to the church, the word church appears 18 times.
但是到第四章到十九章呢，完全世界出现大灾难的时候呢，教会这个字完全没有提到。
But from chapter 4 until the chapter 18, when it is talking about the great tribulation, the word church does not appear at all.
神不断的教导我们预备我们，但是如果我们要经过这样大的患难呢，全世界性的这样恐怖的患难，为什么他没有准备我们呢？因为我们不在世界。
And why? If God is going to give us his word,He wants to prepare us, but yet when it's referring to the great tribulation, there is no teaching to prepare us to go through that, and that is because we are no longer on earth during that time.
很明显的，第一章到第十三章出现很多次，18次他提到教会、教会、教会、教会、教会，但是到第四章之后呢，没有提到教会，为什么呢？这个很明显的。不存在，就是说我们不在当中。
So chapter 1 to 3, the word church appears 18 times. And then from chapter 4 onwards to chapter 18, the word church doesn't come in at all. So clearly, that's because the church is no longer on earth.
那么另外一件事情呢，在第三章，启示录第三章提到教会在地上，第四章的时候提到24位长老，教会是由长老来管理的。24位长老已经在天上了，所以第四章之后呢，教会已经不在地上，是在天上。
And chapter 1 to 3 talking about the church on earth, but chapter 4 it talks about the 24 elders in heaven. And remember, the elders are those who rule the church. And from chapter 4 it tells us that all these elders are already in heaven, so they are no longer on earth.
所以我们相信教会是在这个大灾难之前已经被提，在第三章之后就被提到天上，所以在第四章的时候，24位长老在天上。
So we believe that the church will be raptured before the great tribulation, that is before chapter 4. So chapter 1 to 3 about the church, chapter 4 all the elders of the church and the church already in heaven, and then the great tribulation starts.
那么第四点呢，我们相信教会是被提。是原因是因为主再来的紧迫性，意思说主随时再来，随时再来是没有迹象的。但是如果你讲到主降临在地上呢，他已经经过这么大的这个大灾难呢，我们已经知道有很多迹象了。我们不可能是指教会被停那一次，所以他说他来的日子好像贼一样，意思说没有迹象。什么时候呢？是大灾难之前才是他才会被提。如果是经过大灾难呢，已经是很多迹象，不会像贼那样。
And fourthly, it is the contrast between the coming of the Lord. It is stated that the coming of the Lord to rapture the church will be without sign. It will come like a thief in the night. no sign before that, but yet the tribulation is full of signs and there's lots of things happening. And so if the church is raptured without sign, it cannot be during the tribulation. It has to be before the tribulation, because all these signs will happen during the tribulation.
另外一个原因，为什么教会会在灾前被提呢？是因为那个大灾难的对象不是教会。
And another reason why we believe that the church will be raptured before the tribulation is because the target of the tribulation is not against the church.
因为在讲到这个大灾难，特别去年大灾难的时候，圣经讲到是雅各遭难的时候，意思雅各是指着以色列人。遭难的时候，他是针对以色列人，不是针对教会。
Because the book of Jeremiah tells us the day is so great there is none like it. It is a time of distress for Jacob, and Jacob is referring to Israel as a nation and not the church.
而且这个大灾难呢，这个雅各遭灾难呢，是称作大灾难，是以前没有，以后也没有，只有一次，就是那一次。
And this tribulation is called the Great Tribulation that has not been from the beginning until now and never will be. So it's just a one-time Great Tribulation.
所以因为以色列人不断地拒绝神，从几千年不断地拒绝神，一直给他很多机会悔改，很多机会悔改，他一直不悔改，一直不悔改，神一直给他呼叫，他一直不悔改。经过几千年之后呢，主说时间够了。我已经给你很多恩典了，你再不悔改，审判就到了。
And the target is against Israel because for a few thousand years, God has been speaking to them to repent and to repent, and the nation of Israel just simply refused to repent after repeated warnings from God over and over again. So finally, God is going to say to the nation of Israel, because you refuse to repent.Therefore, you will suffer a great tribulation for one time.
所以不单是以色列人要神要审判他们，而且神要预备，当他大灾难来的时候呢，这个以色列人最后受不了的时候，他会呼叫神。当他呼叫神的时候呢，他就以色列全家就要被得救。
And during that time of great tribulation, which God has Israel as the target.There will come a time when Israel can no longer endure it, and then they will call out to the Lord and call for Him to save them, and then He will come and save the whole nation of Israel.
所以第一个呢，就是以色列人要遭受这个大困难，这个大审判。但是呢，不但是以色列呢，而是全世界。
And the nation of Israel will be facing this great tribulation along with the rest of the world.
因为世界不信耶稣基督，他们一直抵挡神，所以神要审判他。
Because the rest of the world also do not believe in the Lord Jesus and they resisted him, therefore God is going to judge them as well.
请大家打开启示录第六章看一看。
Please open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 6.
启示录第六章，我们要看第十二节到第十七节。
And we shall read Revelation 6:12-17.
如果你不惧怕神，你去读启示录，在第四章以后、第五章、第六章的时候呢，你会发现那边形容的审判极其可怕。
If you have no fear of the Lord, I will encourage you to go and read the book of Revelation because what is described from Revelation 4 and 5 and 6 and onwards.About what is going to happen is going to strike fear in a lot of people.
你看第十二节，他说揭开第六印的时候，我又看见地大震动，日头变黑像毛布，月亮变红像血，天上的星辰坠落于地，如同无瓜果树被大风摇动落下未熟的果子一样，天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来。山岭海岛被挪移离开本位，地上的君王、臣宰、将军、护兔、壮士和一切为奴自主的，意思说所有的人都隐藏在山洞和岩石穴里，向山和岩石说：“倒在我身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避作宝作者的面目和羔羊的愤怒，因为他们的愤怒的大日子已经到了，谁能站立得住呢？”
Revelation 6:12, when he opened the sixth seal, I looked, And behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth, the full moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth as the fig tree sheds its winter fruit from when shaken by the gale. The sky vanished like a scroll that is being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth and the great ones and the generals and the rich and the powerful and everyone, slave and free, hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains, calling to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who is seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand?
所以这里看到将来神的愤怒，羔羊的愤怒。所以神很生气的时候，因为这些人不断的拒绝神，就你可以自己。如果一个人不断的对你好，他给你吃，给你穿，他给你你的生命，他给你一切，你的恩典都从他来。你不断的拒绝他，不断的拒绝他，结果呢，你还是要你一定要面对审判。
And this is a great time of great judgment because God is extremely angry with all these people who have repeatedly rejected him and resisted him. Can you imagine if you had taken care of somebody and you give everything to this person and feed him and give him all the good things, but he just keep rejecting and refusing and resisting. So in the end, when God judges them, it will be full of anger.
不孝敬父母，神已经很生气。神说你必须要孝敬父母，因为父母生你，父母养育你，父母给你一切所需要的。当你长大长了翅膀，你不敬畏不这个孝敬父母，神很生气。但是这边我们讲的是，那不但是父母是创造你的那个创造主给你，你口中的气都从你从他来，你却抵挡他。这种现象呢？ 主一定要审判，如果不审判，他不是公义的主。And
it's just like God wants children to honor their parents, but if the children do not honor the parents who gave birth to them and who took care of them and brought them up, and in such a case, God is extremely angry with people like that, and he will want to judge those who do not honor their parents. If God does not judge all this people, then he is no longer a righteous judge.
你可以想象，如果你对一个人很好，你不断的讨好他，不断的给他所有你最好的给他，他都把他当作是理所当然呢？你会不会生气？你就明白主为什么会生气。
And if you want to understand why God will be angry or why God is angry, just imagine that if you are trying to please a certain person and you give him all the good things and give him everything, and yet this person do not actually do anything to repay you, but take everything for granted, so you too will be angry. What more the Lord?
所以我们看到灾前被提的理由是什么呢？第一是圣经很清楚的教导，圣经启示录也有暗示，二十四个长老地在这个启示录第四章的时候已经在天上了。那么主再来的确信呢？这些都给我们看见，一定是灾前被提。And
what are the reasons again for believing in pre-tribulationism? Firstly, it is a clear teaching of Scripture, and there are hints in the book of Revelation. Plus, by the time the great tribulation comes, the 24 elders are already in heaven. And we also know of the teaching of the imminent return of Christ. And also the target of the tribulation is not the church, but Israel. All this tells us that the church will be raptured before that.
这是最重要的是教会跟以色列不同。
But one of the most important difference is that the church and Israel, they are different.
我们没有时间跟大家很详细的讲。我上一周在北京教课的时候呢，就讲了，用了一个星期讲这个东西。这个东西是最重要的，就是你除非你知道什么叫时代论，什么叫做圣乐神学，教会是一个特别的团体。主把这个教会提起来的时候呢，问题是经历的时候，经历大灾难是给以色列人。 给这个外邦人 这审判的日子，教会把它背提，因为教会不是以色列，除非你认为教会是以色列，所以他就是雅各，他不需要经过。如果他不是的话呢，他就不需要经过，他背提之后呢，神就审判整个这个以色列跟世界上的人。七年之后呢，他才带领他们统治这个世界。这个世界的统治呢，有跟亚伯拉罕的约跟大卫的约都有关系。
And we do not have time to go through the whole teaching about the difference between the church and Israel. In fact, last week I spent an entire week in China teaching the church there of the difference between the church and Israel. So you need to be familiar with dispensationalism and covenantal theology in order to understand all this, that the church and Israel are different. And during the tribulation, God is actually going to punish Israel, and that is because of the promise in the Old Testament about Jacob, Israel, and during those times we will find things about the Abrahamic covenant, things about the Davidic covenant, etc.
所以我想重点是让大家知道说这个主的这个给以色列的这个教会背提呢，其实是一个很大的恩典。
And the important thing is, I want all of us to note that when God talks about the rapture of the church, this is great grace that God has given to us.
是神要提把教会带走之后，他惩罚整个世界。
Because God is going to rapture the church before He punishes the whole world.
这样为什么灾前背提这么重要？
Why then is a pre-tribulation rapture so important?
如果真的是灾前背提，意思是说主什么时候来？
If the rapture is indeed before the tribulation, then when is the Lord coming again?
我们怎么样准备他的再来？
How do we prepare for His coming?
当你以为他不会来的时候，当你认为平安稳妥的时候，就在你既不可能的时候他来，意思说可能现在来，可能明天来，可能我们还没有讲下一堂道的时候他就来。
Because if the coming of the Lord is imminent and there will be no signs, in fact, when there seems to be peace and security, he is going to come again like a thief in the night. It means it could be right now, it could be tonight, it could be any time, and therefore you must be ready.
意思是说我们有两个可能去见到主，一我们死了之后，一要不然呢就是主突然间在空中，我们听到神的号筒响的时候，我们就被提，你在还没有准备好的时候他已经来了，所以这个就是他的紧迫性。
So there are two possibilities. Number one, you die before he comes, or number two, you are still alive and he comes and you are caught up to meet him in the air, butThere will be no sign before that, and this is really imminent.
如果你相信这个，请问你怎么样改变你的生活？
If you believe in this, I want to ask you, how are you changing your life?
因为他可能任何时候会到。
Because he could come at any time.
至少有两件事情，我相信你一定要准备。
There are at least two areas you ought to prepare yourself.
第一，你见他的时候，他要审问你。请问你带着你准备好了这个考试没有？
Firstly, when he comes again, you will meet him face to face and he will ask you to give an account. Have you prepared yourself for this exam?
你怎么样过这个生活？你有没有为他结果子？你怎么样过你的基督徒的生活？你在他面前怎么样能够站立？
How have you lived this life as a Christian? Have you bore any fruit for God?How can you stand before him?
所以你在神明面前，这是第一个你要考虑的。第二个你要考虑的是，突然间你走之后呢，你的家人，不幸的家人，突然间找不到你，你向他们怎么交代？你是不是把福音传给他们？你是不是把他们交代好？如果你不在，就是主被提之后，你怎么样告诉他们，你们要预备主的再来？主的要进入这个大审判，而且主要面对将来的主这第二次降临的时候的情形。
Secondly, think about your unbelieving family members, because if you are suddenly raptured or caught up into the air to meet the Lord, and your unbelieving family members are left on this earth, then what have you done to prepare them to face the tribulation? Have you actually told them about all these things so that they too will be prepared? Because if they are unbelieving, when you are raptured, they will be left behind to face the great tribulation.
所以这个就是我们在神面前不需要思想的。
And this is the thing we ought to be thinking of before God.
所以我盼望你仔细的思考，如果主近日来如何。
So you must ponder carefully, what if it were today that the Lord returns?
让我们来用一首诗歌来回应主的这个信息，如果主近日来如何，114首。
And let us sing a song to respond to this imminent return of Christ, hymn 114 from Hymns of Praise, What If It Were Today.